When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time now to welcome in a multi-time guest. I'm lucky I get this guy to come on the show, and he's nice enough to join us here at the set. Mike Mayock, of course, as you remember, longtime NFL analyst. He'll be on the call with Westwood One tomorrow from Northwest Stadium, and, of course, former general manager of the Las Vegas Raiders, and, of course, long NFL Network and many other NBC Sports. You've had a lot of jobs.
Just means I'm old, dude.
No, that's all that means. It means you're really smart, and people want you on board.
You know what? You think back, and my dad was a high school and college coach. Mm-hmm. We had five of the boys in my family play college football. Mm-hmm. Army Navy was a staple. Yep. I grew up in Philadelphia, yep, and that's where the game always was. So I could give you the history of Army and Navy football and the Heisman Trophy winners, and having done the game a few times, I played against all three academies my senior year at Boston College and hated every second of it because they were so tough, so disciplined. Tough. They got 172-pound wingbacks that just bite your ankles and your knees all day long. I have more respect for this rivalry, and to your point, I've done a lot of college games. I've done NFL games. I've been around all levels of the football. This might be my favorite game of the year.
You know, I'm telling all of our guests, like, when I was stupid, dumb, and young, I didn't appreciate this game.
Right.
It took me mid-40s and to go to games. This is my fourth and to really understand and appreciate that, not only for what it means for the country and the significance of Army-Navy, but also what it means from football and from a rivalry and from a competitive and sports without it. Like, I was talking to Coach Newberry from Navy earlier this week. Yep. He said, you ain't going to see any flag planting here.
Right.
You know, it's football, it's dignity, it's character, it's development, it's leadership, but it's also class, and it's kind of like old-school football.
Somebody asked Jeff Monken this week at a press conference, the head coach at Army. They said, if you could explain this game to someone who's never seen a football game in his life, how would you do it? And he went, oh, I don't know. And he said, I'll tell you what. He said, if I could give you a sledgehammer and you could stand across from me and you're going to take the first shot with that sledgehammer, and you can hit me anywhere you want and as hard as you want. But after you do that, you have to give me the sledgehammer. And I'm going to hit you back. And we're going to keep doing this until only one of us are standing.
That's great.
And I thought, wow, that's really cool. Yeah. And then the coolest part of all is actually for me, and maybe it's because I'm old and I've been around a lot of sports in my life, is when the game ends, the most special thing happens. And that's when both teams do the alma mater together.
Yep.
So here are these brothers in arms that are going to go protect our country going forward. They just took that sledgehammer to each other for 60 minutes.
Yeah.
They're bloodied. They're tired. They've got tears streaming down their face, and they're arm in arm doing the other alma mater. And that gets me every year. I choke up every year.
And march on is
the march on is unbelievable.
Unbelievable. You got to get there early. Yeah. Oh.
I mean, I've done games at Mikey Stadium, at Annapolis. I've done Air Force. And every one of those places I go, like, I love SEC football. Like, if I go to Georgia, Alabama, I'm a happy guy. But if I can do Army at Mikey Stadium and watch the walk-on up the Hudson River, I'm all in.
Yeah, no doubt. Mike Mayock with us. He'll be on the call for Westwood One tomorrow for the 125th Army-Navy game. You know, the other thing that strikes me, and before we get a couple other things with you in the remaining time that we have, you know, both programs are good. You don't always get that.
Yep.
I mean, they both lost to Notre Dame, But Army's only got the one loss. They ran through Tulane in the AAC championship on Friday night. Navy bounced back and got the big road win in East Carolina to set themselves up for this game. So that adds to the injury, because you don't always get that in any rivalry, but even in this one, you don't always get that.
You know what's cool this year is both quarterbacks are special.
Yes, yes.
Okay. The Army kid is like a 230-pound running back.
Is he Taysom Hill or no?
Yes. That's a great
comp. Is
that
the comp?
It's a great comp.
Okay.
And he's a big, you know, he's Captain America, they call him.
Okay.
They run less option and more planned quarterback run. And I think the reason they're doing it is you can take the quarterback away in option. You can just attack quarterback every time. But on quarterback planned run, you got 10 guys blocking. They run quarterback sweep, quarterback counter, quarterback power. They run everything you can do, which is what Taysom Hill does, by the way.
Yep.
Okay. That kid is special. They played Tulane in the AAC championship.
They rolled through them.
By the way, Tulane's got way more talent.
Yep.
Okay. It's 21-7 Army at half, and they haven't thrown a pass yet.
Yeah.
It was just like,
I'm with you.
And then Navy's got this kid, Horvath.
Yep.
Who's also special. And if you watched him against, who was it? Was it Memphis when they were number 23 in the country?
I think so, yeah.
The kid threw for 190 yards, and he ran for 230.
Right. And both programs can throw a little bit more than like
Navy
in the past.
Does it a little bit more, and they do it from a more variety of stuff. Army throws it 8 times a game, but they got this wideout number 87 who can run routes, and he's quick and fast and tough. And just when you think it's another friggin' option or quarterback sweep or quarterback counter, all of a sudden, boom, that wideout's 8 yards behind you, and it's an 80-yard touchdown. So I'm hoping we're going to get a little more offense than typical in an Army-Navy game. But to your point, they're both really good football teams.
Mike Mayock's on the call tomorrow for Westwood One. You can listen nationally. Of course, Westwood One Sports, they do a tremendous job with the NFL, college football, everything in between. We'll be at Northwest Stadium, home of the Washington Commanders, tomorrow. And before I have to let you go, I got to ask you, because I don't think we've had you on since Jaden was drafted.
Yep. Right.
I assume you like what you've seen so far?
I don't like it. I love it.
Okay.
And
that makes a lot of people happy.
Well, I had the same grade on Caleb and Jaden coming out last year, and it was a really high grade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This year's class, for instance, quarterbacks, I don't have that kind of look at. There's no way. I don't think they compare to those two.
Correct.
Okay. I did a bunch of Jaden Daniels' work at LSU, and his deep ball accuracy and touch is off the charts. He's accurate at all three levels. He can beat you in the pocket. But the extra added superpower is that, you know, somebody asked me years ago, how fast is Lamar Jackson? And I said, as fast as he needs to be. And that's the way I feel about Jaden. He's special. His players, he's a leader. You can tell how the players respond to him. But here's what's even better if you're a Washington fan. You know, Adam Peters has done a great job, and the GMs don't get talked about enough.
I mean,
that second-round pick, Johnny Newton,
mm-hmm.
I had a first-round grade on him. Sarah Still, the Michigan kid.
Yep.
You know, he's a baller. He's a baller.
He is a tough,
so tough. Third-round pick is your starting left tackle.
Yep.
If you
go right down
the list of draft picks last year, it's volume and it's quality.
Mm-hmm.
It's both. And then you add in Frankie Louvu and the linebacker from Seattle.
And Chin's had a good year, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you
Bobby Wagner, obviously,
you start mixing all that together. And at this point, I think you're ahead of schedule. I think you got the right GM. I think you got the right head coach, and you got the right quarterback, and that's the prescription for greatness.
Let me add two more things.
No,
I appreciate you, Mike Mayock, with us. The thing that jumps out, I think, the most to me, and I've been around Griffin, I've been around Cousins, I've been around Rex Grossman. I've covered all these guys on a day in, day out. The work ethic that Jaden has. I mean, when a quarterback shows up at 5 in the morning, when he does the virtual reality crap, whatever that does for anybody, I don't know.
Yeah.
When he works from 5 in the morning until... I've seen guys leave the building at 3:30 in the afternoon. You don't leave at 3:30 and win a lot of games in the NFL.
I agree.
What does the work ethic for a quarterback mean to you, a talent evaluator like you've been?
Let me take it a step further in what it means to his teammates. Okay? Because that's really the residual benefit of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay, when your quarterback is in there at 5 in the morning, grinding tape and doing his virtual reality. And then at the afternoon when everybody else is going home, mm-hmm. and he's sitting in with the quarterback coach and saying, here's what I see this mm-hmm. week. This is what I'd like to run. Mm-hmm. I mean, that permeates throughout the entire building.
Yeah.
Okay? Especially when your quarterback's 23 years yep. old or whatever he is.
Yeah.
You know, and he's got this kind of work ethic. And here's what happens is that every player in the building sees that, and they kind of go, he can get us to the promised mm-hmm. land. And if he can do that, then what can I do? And it just it raises the level of the entire building. It really does.
Mike Mayock with us for another moment. He'll be on the call for Westwood One tomorrow for the 125th Army-Navy game presented by USAA at Northwest Stadium. Bill Belichick
yeah.
to North Carolina. I love it. People are saying the NFL turned their back on Bill. Let me ask it to you this way. Do
yeah.
you think, I don't know, did Belichick say, you know what, the hell with you. I'm going to go and do my thing where I want, how I want,
yep.
with the control that I want. Lombardi's coming with him.
Yep.
He's keeping Freddie Kitchens
yeah.
right? And I'm going to do my thing even at 72, and even though yep. people think it yep. doesn't make sense.
I think that's well said, okay? And I played for Belichick, the Giants, when he was the special teams coach.
That's right. I forgot
okay?
about that.
So when I was 23 years old, Bill was 29.
Yeah.
And he was special at 29.
Yeah.
I knew he was different then.
Yeah.
He's 72 now. He's got 8 Super Bowl wins. And I would tell you this. He's going to go down there and do exactly what you said. He's going to bring Lombardi. He's going to bring his guys in. They're going to run it like an NFL team. And in this world today of college football, it's not that much different. I mean, it's evaluating high school kids. It's evaluating the portal, which is something that has got college coaches mm-hmm. frustrated now because they're not built to evaluate.
Yes.
It's like free agency. They weren't built for
that. You need to
that.
Have a general manager,
you
right?
You do need yeah. at this point. And then it's about raising money for the collective
yeah.
and how much money do you have to spend for all this, which is, again, it's like free agency without a salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to go in there, and I think he's going to set this thing up like an NFL thing. He's going to preach how I can get your son to the NFL, and will he lose some players? Yes. Every college team this year,
sure.
these days are losing
yeah.
players. That's why I have the portal. He'll go back into the portal. He'll say to Lombardi, we need a right tackle, an edge rusher, a corner, and a safety. That's what we really, it's priority. And they'll get the kid from Western Michigan, and they'll get the kid from here, and they'll continuously build it. And I think he'll leave it in a great place in 3 to 5 years
maybe
when he retires.
Son, yeah.
It could be his
maybe,
son.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, who cares if he's the right
yeah.
guy?
Yeah.
And he's a good coach,
yeah.
his son.
Real quickly, considering all of your vast experience in scouting and
yeah.
again, GM of the Raiders, is the role of the new college GM, is that an appealing potential for you, or would you not
it.
Want to do that?
I had a coach ask me this summer if he took a job, would I go with him, and I said no.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all moving, and long story short, I don't think so.
Okay. You'll be on the call for Westwood
yep.
1, 125th Army-Navy game. I know you'll rock it out as you always
fired
do.
Fired up. Fired
I,
up.
I am, you know, I don't think you realize how big of a fan I am of you. So thank you for doing this. I appreciate you. Best of luck, and obviously have a great call tomorrow.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
That is the great Mike Mayock with us on the Team 980 here at the 125th Army-Navy game presented by USAA on the Team 980.